Good morning, everyone. I want to extend a welcome to you from all the members there at Independence Baptist Church. We are very thankful that the Lord lets us have this radio broadcast, and it's been a ministry of Independence Baptist Church for many years now, and we continually pray that the Lord will use the work and that it'll be an encouragement and a blessing to you. Now, if you have any requests for the broadcast or if you have comments about the broadcast, we'd encourage you to call and leave a message at 636-673-2180. You can also log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And from that website, you'll be able to send us an email. Now, we need to get started with today's message. So before I take up too much of Pastor Reynolds' time, here's Pastor Reynolds to share with you one more message about eternal security of the believer.
Last Sunday morning, we gave many scriptural proofs concerning the fact that we are kept by the power of God. Jesus is the one that saves us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that has given us our inheritance. And He is the one that keeps us in our inheritance. I know this, that many of you know people who started out for the kingdom of God and yet failed. Think of this. Were those people trusting in themselves for their initial salvation, and did they trust in their strength to keep them in that salvation? Or do you know those that have remained faithful to the kingdom of God after they've made a profession of faith? Do those people trust in what Jesus has done for them? Do they rely upon Christ? I know in the Bible there's many examples of people who started out for the kingdom and yet never made it because they relied upon themselves and did not rely upon God and the things that He could give to them. I also know in the Bible there's examples of believers who failed along the way. King David is an excellent example of a man who is after God's own heart, a man who is faithful to God, and yet a man who sinned a gross sin by committing adultery with Bathsheba, even going to the point in covering up his sin of killing Bathsheba's husband. But God knew everything that was going on, and God severely chastened David. David was and is a child of God. And because David belonged to God, God would not let David get away with his sins. The child that was born of Bathsheba died. David's family suffered much trouble and tribulation because of the sin of David. Understand this, that we are kept by the power of God. And God keeps His children, but God also chastens His children for their sin and the things that they had done. The whole thing boils down to this, that God is faithful. This, my dear friend, is the whole secret. God is the one that grants us everlasting life. God is the one that holds out faithful to the end. We are not relying upon ourselves, not in our salvation, not in us to keep our salvation. We are wholly, completely trusting Jesus Christ, what He has done. And I'm glad to know that the Bible states over and over again that God is the one that keeps His people. Think of this. It is Jesus Christ who has prayed and yet prays for His children. Listen to the book of John, chapter 11, verse 41 and verse 42. Here Christ is standing by the tomb of Lazarus. Said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. And I knew that Thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me. Look at the confidence Jesus Christ has in His Father. He says, I knew that Thou hearest me always. But notice this. Notice for whom Jesus prays. In the book of John, chapter 17 and verse 11, Jesus prays to his Father, stating, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father." Notice here what Jesus said in John 17:11. "Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, even as we are." Here in this verse, when Jesus prayed to his Father and says, "Keep through thine own name," he's talking about that we are kept by the power, by the authority of God himself. But notice even further than that, the book of John, chapter 17, verse 20, Jesus states, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." Look, this passage embraces you and it embraces me. It embraces every poor sinner who shall ever become a believer. The Father hears Jesus always, and Jesus prays for his people. He prays for us, that we would be kept by the Father. And Jesus is perfect. His Father always hears his prayers, and he always answers his prayers. Notice this passage in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. Notice that Satan wanted Peter, and don't forget that Satan wants us. Notice in Luke 22, 31 and 32, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Look at this passage. The reason that Simon Peter's faith did not fail was because Jesus prayed for him. And Satan wanted Peter, but he couldn't have him. Listen, Satan also wanted Job back in the Old Testament, but God said, "You can't have him." Notice, Satan wants us, but we are kept by the power, the strength of Almighty God himself. But I think there's even a more consoling scripture than any of these. That's in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Notice this passage, just speaking about the fact that we are kept by God himself. Hebrews 7:25 states, "Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to maketh intercession for them." Notice this wonderful passage, that God is able. It's not just that he prays a powerless prayer, but God is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Think of the contrast in this. Here we are every day upon this world. We are surrounded by grievous temptations. We are worried by sins. We are vexed by the devil. Many times we stumble. Many times we pass through great sorrow and tribulations, vexation of spirit and mind. Many times we are fighting hard battles, not really understanding the situation we are facing. But God is not for one moment forgetful of us. We may forget him, but he will not forget us. Simon Peter, as he stood there by the fire, forgot the Lord, forgot his infamous words, "I will never fail. I will follow you until the death." But because Jesus Christ had prayed for Peter, God did not forget him. And Peter was kept safe. And when Jesus turned and looked at Peter, the Bible states that Peter was sorrowful and went out and wept bitterly, because he knew he had failed, but he was grateful to know that God had not forsaken him or failed him. Jesus is, at this very time, at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. In all the confusion that we face, Jesus is there making intercession for us. He ever liveth, the Bible states. He ever liveth to maketh intercession for us. Will Jesus fail? No. Will we fail? Oh, yes. Would Jesus pray for an impossibility? Jesus says the Father always hears him. We are kept by God's power, not by ours. Notice another point. The Holy Spirit is the one that seals us unto the day of redemption. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 states very clearly, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Well, when does this sealing take place? Does this sealing take place after death, just before death, or as soon as a man believes, or some other time? Well, that's a very important question, but let's go to the Bible for the answer, because the Bible always has the answer to these very vital issues. Notice Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and verse 14. The Bible states, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." These scriptures, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, are very clear. They unmistakably teach that just as soon as the sinner receives Christ, believes on him, and trusts him, the Holy Spirit seals that believer forever. The sealing is here in this passage declared to be the earnest of our inheritance. It's just simply the down payment. It's the first installment, as you might think of it, in terms of real estate. This I'm very thankful for, that we are kept by the power of God, not by our strength or our ability. We do not have that ability, but in God. That's where our hope is, in what He will do for us. And to God be all the glory.
And this series on eternal security is a wonderful topic to think about. You know, not only did Jesus come, live a perfect life, die for our sins, and then be raised from the dead, He also has the power to give us eternal life. He keeps us forever, and no one, as the book of John says, can take or pluck us out of His hand. You know, that's a really wonderful thought. But as Pastor Reynolds has taught during this series, that doesn't mean that we can go and live however we want to. You know, if we're saved, we need to be serving and working for Him every day. And it's something that we need to make sure that we're doing, not just sometimes, not just occasionally, and kind of come and go as we want to. We need to be serving Him every day. Now, if you have more questions about this topic, again, you can call us and leave a message at 636-673-2180. Or you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. From the website, you'll find many different resources covering different topics from the Bible. And there's also links on that website so that you can email us any comments or questions. Now, you're also welcome to join us for Sunday morning services, Sunday afternoon services, and Wednesday night worship services. Our Sunday morning services start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school classes, and worship services start at 11. Sunday afternoon services start at 4 with a prayer meeting and continue with a worship service, which starts at 4:30. And then, of course, our Wednesday night Bible study starts at 7. Now, if you would like to come to services, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestville, Missouri, and directions to the church can be found on our website. Now, our time is just about up this morning, but before we leave, we want to thank you again for listening, and we ask that you'll continue to pray for us as we prepare the broadcasts. We do want you to have a great week, and be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.